Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Oh, good morning to all the best people I know out there. I'm feeling the group hug, the global love. Hey, it's all about angels today. Who doesn't love angels? Who doesn't want to talk to their angels? What a gifted person we have. Karen Roberts is with us today. And you can call in early to speak with her. She'll be happy to speak with you live. It's going to be a great show. I'm very excited for all the new people we have joining us. If you don't already follow us on Blog Talk Radio, get a free page. Click that blue button on the left, and you'll follow us, and you'll get updates. You can go to my website, debscott.com, sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News. You'll get a listing of all of our great guests, like today's guest. This is going to be a lot of fun. Karen Roberts. Angels, Energy, and Ascension, Becoming Your Enlightened Self. She is a certified shaman medium. She's a certified angel therapy, advanced angel therapy practitioner. She does Reiki, I'm pronouncing that properly. But she combines earth wisdom of shamanism, the flawless protection of heaven, and messages from the spirit world for healing that frees people from fear or any past, present life experiences that no longer serve the highest and best interest for all who call on her. Karen's healing messages clear many different types of discordant energy, and the result is feeling lighter, more peaceful, and balanced, as well as gaining clarity and insight about our current life positions. When the energetic pathways are open to love, that is when life becomes fulfilling, healthy, happy, prosperous, and the little inconsequential things of human fear and drama, they just begin to fall away naturally. If you would like to connect with Karen, and I'm sure you will, because we can't cover it all in 40 minutes or so, go to newbeginningsthroughhealing.com, or you can also Google Karen Roberts in Newburyport, and she'll come up. It is a pleasure to have you share in your shine with us, Miss Karen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deb. How are you? I'm great.
Well, I'm very, very happy to have you here, because who doesn't love angels? And you're the angel lady.
The local angel lady, I guess. But
Listen, angels go through time and space. So just because we're located right now in the North Shore of the Boston area doesn't mean those angels aren't flying around.
That's the fact. This is true.
Absolutely. And, you know, we already have callers on the switchboard that want to speak to you, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But I always think it's important because, you know, with our listeners, and I know you host a radio show on 104.9 as well, you know,
right.
It's important for the listeners to have a sense of, can they trust you? Who are you? Why do I want to know you? What are you going to do to help me? What can I expect? I don't think most of us speak to angels and see them like you. So if you could just share a little bit about your story.
I would be happy to do that. I've been clairvoyant my whole life. I've been a medium my whole life, but I never really knew it. And when I grew up a million years ago, it was something that was not spoken or said or talked about. So we are so lucky to be living in this time period, because everyone is starting to get on the spiritual path and everybody's realizing there's so much more to the physical reality that we live in. And what happened to me was that In my middle age, I guess, or I like to think it as my younger age, I had kind of a life-changing event, a divorce, and one night an angel came and sat on my bed, and it was bigger than, taller than the ceiling, just all in white, and the angel just intuited to me and that all of my belongings were leaving the house that I was in, and I actually saw them leave my bedroom. So my closet opened and everything disappeared, and the same thing with my dresser. And I woke up the next morning and I remembered it, and I knew that my life had changed. And from then on, I could see, feel, and hear angels, and I just love them dearly. Anybody can hear them or feel. Most people feel, actually. But angels are non-denominational. They are etheric beings who are with us all the time. But because all human beings are born with free will, we have to ask for their help. Unless it's a life-threatening situation, it's not our time to pass. And then they will come in unsolicited. Everyone has guardian angels who are always with them, and they are flooding the earth right now because they want to help everybody. And so many people are going through incredible change right now. A lot of people are, their lives are upside down, and things are changing with relationships and jobs and locations and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, in this world, there's nothing as constant as change. So the angels are here to help us because all of that change is for the best. And if we can kind of let go and just have trust and faith and believe in the unseen world, then miracles start to happen.
Wow, well, you said a lot there, and I just want to let the listeners know that I have met with you in person, and that's one of the reasons I was very excited to have you on the show, because, you know, I am a faithful, loving Roman Catholic, but I also know that God works through everyone, everywhere, every how, and I've had so many guests on the radio show that have just, you know, new things that have just opened my mind to possibilities. And the acupuncture gal that I go to, Malaika Tabors, had been telling me about you for months and months and months. And
such an earth angel herself.
Isn't she? We're going to have her on, too. And I always told her, I said, man, you've got some good voodoo going there, Malaika, because I don't understand any of this acupuncture stuff. It's all voodoo to me, but I feel better, so I'm just going with it. And she kept telling me about you because she knows I love angels and God and spirit. She's like, you know, you really should meet with this woman. And so she had met with you, and then she shared her experience, and then I had met with you, and I still haven't figured it out, but I've given up trying to figure it out. I'm just going with it. And I love your message of hope. What really cracks me up for all the listeners out there, and you don't know this, but I was speaking with Karen. We're sitting down at this beautiful table with this angel painted on it, and she's like, well, you know, and I'm telling her, you know, I'm Catholic. She's like, well, you know, I was Jewish, and I talk to Jesus and Mary now, so imagine how surprised I was.
That's true. They are all with you, no matter what religion we are. And the thing I love about angelic wisdom is that there's no fear attached to it. And I think that's the most comforting thing, that you can talk to your angels and you know that this is something that's uplifting. This is something that's positive. It's going to help you create what you want instead of what you fear.
So everybody, and I'm just going to redirect people. Where do you want? I want them to be able to go to your website because we can't cover it all, and people can call you if they want. So you can go to newbeginningsthroughhealing.com, newbeginningsthroughhealing.com, and you'll see Karen's pretty smile there on the front page. But so everybody has guardian angels, okay? Everybody has guardian angels. Guardian angels are non-denominational. They are here because they love us. They're always trying to help us. They're trying to speak to us, whether we see them like you or not. We can connect with them. And they're here to what? To help us you know, live our life purpose, to know, to just have that peace, to connect with love? Could you speak with, you know, what is that relationship when it's healthy with our guardian angels? What is that going to look and feel like?
Well, what happens is that there are two paths that we can take on the earth. You can take the path of love or the path of fear. And I learned that through the Course in Miracles. And the path of love is the ultimate and the only way to go, because it's only love is real. And fear is an illusion. And because we live in a duality-based universe, you know, it's based on a series of opposites, hot and cold, soft and hard, love and hate, you know, ill and well, whatever it is. And because there are certain spiritual laws that govern this universe. And basically what I've come to put it simply, is that we are here on Earth to experience many different types of lessons so that we can align our heart with God, because our heart is God. There is no separation in spiritual truth. But all of these experiences that we go through on Earth are designed to help us learn from them. And when we learn from them, they don't happen again. And when you work with the angels, they guide you to be forgiving and to be loving and to understand compassion, while at the same time also living with boundaries and assertiveness, not aggression. So there are many lessons that the angels teach, but what I have learned, the most positive thing that I have learned, is that love heals everything. Forgiveness heals everything. And forgiveness is a funny word, because a lot of people feel that it means to pardon the perpetrator or who, you know, whatever or whoever wronged you in some way. And that's not it at all. And really what forgiveness means is that we don't withhold love from ourselves. And sometimes forgiveness takes a while, because there are many, many layers. I know with myself that because I had kind of a tumultuous beginning and, you know, a lot of hard lessons to learn along the way. And what came of it was that I needed to not bury all these emotions. I needed to face them and release them and move forward. And it took me a very long time to learn that. And when we do that, it clears the mental body, the spiritual body, and the physical body, because our bodies are intrinsically linked to the mind. And we, because our mind is what is called the all, we are creating everything in our lives. So the more love that we can put into our mindset, either with affirmations or with healings or sheer determination, because that's what I did. Every single day I was intending, you know, this is the day that I am going to start with love, and I'm going to end with love, and I'm going to be joyful. And no matter what, I am going to see the bright side. I mean, it's not that you have blinders on or that you want to ignore any details in your life. It's that you're willing to see beyond it, because what I've learned through the thousands of readings and healings that I don't actually do any healing. They do it through me. The divine actually comes through me. I'm basically a conduit for love and light. And what I've learned is that when we recognize the lesson beyond the event, then it quickly dissolves. It's amazing, you know, what happens.
Well, you know, I just want to echo that point, Karen, because I think that most of us, when we don't want to feel pain, we run away from it, right? But really, you can't heal it until you reveal it or feel it. And that is something that most of us don't want to go through these lessons again and again and again. It's like you're dating the wrong man and you keep finding him. It's like you think you're going to get rid of him, but no, he shows up again in a different skin suit because God is saying, you know what, you got to learn these things. So really, it's in our own self-love and best interest to just deal with the brutal honesty, naked truth, because there is nothing to be afraid of, and that love will heal. And I love that you're a great telephone wire for that, from heaven to earth. So and you're fun too. But you know, something that you said, I wanna just have you, and I'm gonna get to the callers too, because I see you all on the switchboard. You know, the question of forgiveness, you know, and I won't go into my personal story that I had with you, but one of the things that I noticed in my own experience talking to you, maybe it's that Catholic guilt. You know, sometimes I think we tend to feel, oh, if something bad happens, maybe we're being punished, or maybe, you know, I did something wrong and this bad thing happened. And, you know, your take is, no, this is a lesson that is given to you for you to forgive, to heal, to grow, to break that illusion, to really discover and break through to some truth. Could you speak to people about that? Because I think forgiveness, as you said, is sometimes hard for us because we feel, oh, if I forgive, then I'm condoning a bad behavior, or, you know, I'm going to beat myself up about the past, and you're very much into the present and the positive future. Talk to the listeners about that.
Sure. There are actually two different kinds of lessons, and forgiveness ties in with both of them. And there are lessons that we need to learn for our highest growth, but there are also karmic lessons. Because most of us began with a life Atlantis, or I'm not sure if we began there, but most of us had a life in Atlantis, the lost, fabled, golden civilization.
You're
that
cutting
happened.
Out just a little bit, Karen. You're cutting
sorry.
Out just a little bit. So I just want to make sure
How
we can
that?
Hear you.
Is that better?
A little bit better. Okay, go
better?
Ahead.
Okay. So because most of us came here and had many, many past lives, we reincarnate over and over and over again. And I know that because I see the past lives and the healings that are done through me. And what happens is that we accrue karma during those lifetimes. For example, I was married for over 30 years to someone that I had karma with that I had to settle. And as soon as it was settled, it was over. It was done. And that happens to many, many people. I see it as like an entangled web. So if there are people you cannot get out of your mind, or old relationships, and you can't seem to disconnect yourself from their energy, there are various reasons for that. So it's either karmic debt that you have accrued somehow, and that basically what karma is an unresolved situation. It doesn't mean, I mean, we were all dark and light. We were all, you know, bad and good. It's not judgment at all. There is no judgment in spiritual truth at all. And what it is, it's just that there was some unresolved issue in your past that had to be resolved. And we sign up for all these lessons, by the way. We pick our parents. We pick our families. From what I've studied, every scenario that comes to us has been planned out to the minutest detail, believe it or not. So there are no coincidences. There are no chances. There are, or nothing happens by chance. Everything happens by design, and we actually agree to that with our guides and angels in heaven before we come here. And you know, it's interesting. People feel like they are being punished, but that's just guilt. And guilt is one of the most debilitating emotions there is. I mean, people have guilt for various reasons, and what we need to do is to be willing to trade all that pain for peace. I know that, for example, my dad died in 2008. He passed away, and we had to put him in a nursing home, which really upset me. But he needed that 24-hour care, and it's the last place you want to see a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had guilt feelings for years about that. And my dad, who comes to me all the time, has repeatedly said, you know, there is no guilt here. I love you unconditionally. And it wasn't until I started to talk with him as a spirit that I realized that. And when people have guilt about their loved ones who have passed because they couldn't do enough or they couldn't prevent it or they think that person is angry with them, it actually prevents us from moving forward in this world, and it prevents the spirit from moving forward on their path. So it's essential to heal that guilt and to understand that really God does not make victims. There is no such thing. It's just about the experience.
Well, that's helpful. There are no victims. It's just about the experience. And, you know, we have a variety of different listeners with different faith backgrounds here around the world. So I'm not a person I'm not big into the past life. That's not my thing. But the point is that you don't have to believe in that to still get a benefit from the gift that you have. I mean, you're very understanding of, you know, everybody's coming from a different place. But the bottom line is, you know, right now at this time in the world, there is something shifting. There is something going on. And the angels are a gift. And the people who God gives that gift to help all of us, you know, this is an opportunity for healing and for growth. I'm going to get to 916 call in 2 seconds. But what is going on right now? Why is it happening like this now? Because it really does seem to be, you know, the whole world is shifting. So why is it now?
Yeah, the whole world is shifting. And what's happening is that the Earth is ascending to what we call a higher dimension. A lot of people talk about the fifth dimension, and it's almost becoming a cliche at this point. But basically, what is happening is the Earth moves in, I believe, 26-year cycles. I forget the exact number, but anyway, we are, originally the Earth was supposed to be an oasis of heaven on Earth. And what's happening now is that the energy is moving it forward. What we are is a vibration. The Earth runs on vibration. We actually, mm-hmm. we human beings are nothing but light. And so when our vibrations are a certain level, that's how everything works. That's how we create. That's how we attract, whether it's our soulmate or our financial position or our jobs or whatever it is. As the Earth's vibration is rising, we must raise our own vibrations. That's the best thing we can do, is to stay out of worry and despair and to move into trust and love, because as the Earth is going to vibrate to this higher dimension with some people or without them, but as with the more we start to increase our vibration to a love and compassionate based belief and feel, the more we're going to resonate with the Earth so that we can move forward with it. And what the fifth dimension means is we are moving to a reality where our thoughts instantly manifest what we want. So we have to be very careful with our thoughts through the law of attraction. And that's what it's all about. It's this growth period of human beings and the Earth resonating on a high vibration So because we are the only beings that are able to create with our thoughts. And as we become more conscious of that, what is happening is that we, like attracts like, that's how it is. Your thoughts are like a magnet. And what we light workers are trying to impart to everyone and ourselves is that we must be cognizant of what we're saying and thinking. Every word that comes out of our mouth actually has a vibration, low and high, and that it also meets a like vibration. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, because sometimes it's like, okay, let's think about what we're thinking about. And I know for myself, especially when someone repeats something, it sounds so different. It's like, did I say it that way? Or wow, did I say it that way? You know? So I think it makes a lot of sense, and we're certainly worth the effort. But 916-838, you've been very patient. What is your name and where are you calling from, and what is your question for Miss Karen?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and my question for Karen is, it's very urgent that I find permanent employment soon. I've applied at some very nice places like Kaiser Permanente and TRICARE. They're call centers. That's my experience. I would also accept a receptionist in a hospital where you pay your copay. Do you see me getting hired soon? And will I be able to keep the job for several years?
Okay. Hi, Wendy. Nice to meet you over the phone here.
Hi.
First of all, I feel like you're very intuitive, and they show me that you are actually a star person that is somebody who is here to bring love and light. And through your voice, which is very lovely, by the way, you are able to help people energetically with what you do. And I feel like you're very suited for doing that. And they do show me that you will be employed very soon. And they're saying for you, what I'm seeing is this a little block of doubt and fear that you have, as my teacher, Dr. Doreen Virtue, says, one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. So part of you is, ready to move ahead, but the other part of you is somewhat doubtful. Does that make sense to you?
A lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense. There's background into this because I had a solid permanent job. I was considered world class for 15 years at the largest vision insurance company in the USA. And then my supervisor changed and I was wrongfully let go, and been hired at a few temp agencies, and then I was let go.
I'm just going to stop you real quick here, because what the angels are telling me is that, first of all, like I was saying earlier, there are no coincidences, no accidents, and you were being let go for your highest good because you weren't being used to your full potential. What they're showing me instead is that they would like to see you work with medical emergencies or 911 things, because this is where your energy, your life purpose is going, that you're helping people in need like that. And, it's not something that you necessarily will, you don't have to work for the police department or the fire department, but they show me an agency that deals with helping people in crisis somehow. Have you ever thought about that?
I am so empathetic towards people. I think it'd be too much for me to be in that kind of environment. However, when I was on the phone for 15 years, people would tell me daily that they felt comforted by me. And
right.
I would take top-notch care of them.
Yeah, and so I'm going to just show you a quick little trick before I let you go, okay? Do you know who the Archangel Michael is?
I've heard about him, yes.
Okay, so you worked very, very closely with him. You were what's called a knight's paladin, that in that you are someone who keeps a cool head in an emergency, and so that's why people end up telling you their problems, and you arrive in situations where when everyone else is losing their head around you, you don't do that. So you want to call on the Archangel Michael, whose universe this is, and he's omnipresent. You can't overburden him. In fact, the more you call on him, the more love and light comes into the world. And keep him with you. They're now showing me, and you'll probably feel this, I'm sure, they're putting a shield over your heart so that you can do this work without absorbing it. So if you take a really quick breath here, and just breathe with me for a second, and let it out, and they're shielding your beautiful heart right now, and so that, in fact, all of your chakras are being shielded so that you can do this work without absorbing the pain, because people need you. That's what I can tell you.
Well, thank you. And what did you say, that I'm a knight or something? What was the word?
Yeah, it's a knight's paladin, PALLADIN. And you work with the Archangel Michael, I strongly advise you to Google him or read the many books about him, especially Dr. Doreen Virtues. And once you start to work with him, you're going to feel a big difference. And your job is coming in. They're bringing you the right one. That's why you were let go. The last thing I'll tell you is they want you to do forgiveness with your former employer. That is what is blocking you from getting this job immediately. So don't hold any resentment or ill will towards these people. Just thank them for being angels and letting you go. Just bless them. They were sending you in the right direction, okay?
How soon will I get my new job, and will it be Kaiser or TRICARE or something
else? Well, did you hear what I said about the forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay, that's really important. It's up to you. The time is up to you. The more you do forgiveness with the people who have hurt you in some way, or the people in your job that you feel have wronged with you, that's going to bring the job right in immediately. But it's up to you. You have to really do the work. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wendy, right. I'm so excited that you called in, because, you know, your question, I'm sure, is somebody else's question, and then Karen gives an answer, and that helps heal so many other people as well. I would encourage you to go to Karen's website, which is newbeginningsthroughhealing.com, and then you can connect with her and follow up when you get that wonderful job in some emergency area or whatever that is. But, you know, I hope you'll connect with Karen as well. And thank you for calling in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Wendy. Angel blessings to you.
Very wonderful meeting you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you both.
You're
you know,
welcome.
Karen, I really do think that most of us, I can hear in Wendy's voice, but when am I going to get the job? When is it going to happen? Okay, so who's it going to be with? I want the name. I want the date. You know, I have learned through my suffering and, you know, thank God for unanswered prayers, and sometimes God's rejection is God's protection. But, you know, it's really been a mechanical effort that God's had to grow me through to get to that point of saying, okay, I want this, and then I want that, and then I want this, and okay, God, here's the Christmas list, to saying, you know what, God, I really don't know, and I'm going to be open to whatever it is that you have to say. And I think that we have to do the work. We have to do the work. It's like getting that gift, you know, you give somebody downhill skis at 5, well, guess what? They're not going to fit into them till they're 35. You know, you may have the gift, but you have to fit into it. Do you find that that's a lot of a lot of the challenge that we got to do that work.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Deb, because it brings up a really strong point. And I know, and you know, from our own experience that this doesn't happen without the work. The angels bring miracles to us, but we have to do the action steps on the earth, and we also have to do the inner work. I mean, I've been doing that for years, and it doesn't happen in a day, and it takes self-discipline and perseverance and stamina and all of those incredible qualities that we have to work for. And, you know, there are no magic solutions, really. Are there miracles? I absolutely see them every week in my office. But it's only when people come to the realization that we're here to do the work. The angels can stand by and they advise us. They actually, you know, will put breadcrumbs and signs and synchronicities mm-hmm. along the way, but there is no getting around the fact that we have to do the work ourselves.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, work doesn't have to be a dirty word. It can be something that's very enjoyable and beautiful and peaceful and loving and kind and exciting. You know, even though the weather has been rainy and cold here, I can still see those tulips when I take little Zuzu outside. I can see the tulips coming up to the ground. And if I cross my arms and say, okay, start opening faster, it's not going to happen. They're not... You know, they're not in pain as they open. They're doing it very gracefully. The fragrance is going to open at the right time. The beauty is happening, and it's without any struggle. And I think that we have to look at ourselves sometimes, you know, through the work that you are gifting us with, to say, you know what? Everything's okay. Everything's happening. There's no accidents. God's in control. That you're opening as that beautiful tulip flower.
Yeah, no, it's so true, and that's a good analogy because there's something that we call divine timing, and when divine timing is afoot, what's happening is that God actually knows better when things should happen, and if it happens sooner, then either we don't have the grounding or the foundation to have the whole thing work out for us, or there's also something called free will that all human beings are born with. That, so, you know, divine timing also has to take into consideration that people have free will, and so they don't always listen. And so there's, you know, there's many, many factors at work, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 918-315, where are you calling from, and what is your name, and what is your question for Karen? Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Thank you. My name is Shelley, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Your name is
Hi,
Shelley.
Shelley.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hi, Shelley.
And my question is, you were talking about, you know, when your father passed and how to forgive yourself. And I have a son who was 17, and he passed 3 years ago. And I have
my good days.
Thank you. But I have good days, and then I have bad days where I blame myself, and I think I could have done more, I should have done more. And I, you know, I just can't get past it. It seems like I'm just kind of stuck there. And I want to move past it because I'm doing a lot of positive things for him in memory of him, but I just feel stuck sometimes.
Okay. Well, that is understandable. And, you know, mediumship is never, as the great John Edwards says, it's never a substitute for grieving. And so there is a certain amount of time that you have to grieve. And, you know, my heart is with you. I mean, you know, I'm a mother as well, and that is a very difficult, probably the, you know, one of the most difficult traumas that we can go through. So let me ask you, did drugs have anything to do with this?
Did what? I'm sorry.
Did Was there substance abuse here?
Yes, there was substance abuse.
Okay.
And there was mental health.
Yeah, okay. So I actually feel your son's energy, and he came in as soon as you started to speak. And he, first of all, he wants to know that he's hoping that you can forgive him, first of all, and then forgive yourself. It's really, really important for you to do that. He's showing me roses. He wants you, I don't know if he, if the roses are significant to you, but he's showing me that he is sending you the scent of love through roses, pink roses, actually. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, when he passed, I put rose bushes in my front. And so every day
wow.
I pick a rose.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. Yeah, he is, he's coming right through me. He's with you all the time, by the way. And he is, you know, he's saying that in this lifetime, first of all, he picked you as his mom, and you have a very special bond that goes through many lifetimes that can never be broken. And it's almost like he's in the next room over from you. He's saying that he's actually giving me a vision of reaching his hand down through the clouds and helping to pull you up. And he so appreciates what you're doing with other. Is it other families that you're helping? Is there some type of fund or something dedicated to him in his name? Is that what I'm picking up on?
I do a lot of public speaking.
Okay.
I work in the recovery field, and I help others and other families that are struggling with their kids with addiction.
Yeah, and he's so proud of you. Can you feel these angel bumps that are coming through me? That's your son's energy. So he is so proud of the work that you've been doing. And unfortunately, he signed up, as did you before you got to Earth, he played the role of the drug addict so that, and someone who had emotional problems because he is such an earth angel. It was too painful for him to feel the pain of other people. Number two, the deeper reason for his passing was that so that you could do this work and help others. So you're doing your life purpose, and he couldn't be more proud of you. The angels are standing around you. They're applauding you, really. They're all clapping. They're saying that despite the pain, you have done such good work. And they say you don't realize the depth and the breadth of the work that you do, the healing energy that comes out of your hands, actually. Do you know that you're a healer, that you have healing hands like I do?
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't.
You really do. You know, I would even advise you to go to Dr. Doreen Virtue's site, earthangels.com, and take one of her online courses, which was so beautiful and easy to do. You can do it right in your living room, and because this is going to help you become even a higher vibrational conduit of love and light. Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Shelley, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so sorry, but it's so inspirational to listen to your courage and how you're helping other people. And also remember that you can connect with Karen at newbeginningsthroughhealing.com, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Shelley. It was an honor to speak with you, and I wish you the highest blessings.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
God bless
your talking
you.
With me.
Bye, Shelley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, the courage of the human spirit, it's just unbelievable. It really is. It really is amazing. And when we think about the big picture of life and 7 billion people on planet Earth and, you know, all the thousands and thousands of years and all of the history that we have, we think, wow, this gift of life that we're here, you know, it's so precious. And I think that, you know, we all feel that common thread no matter where we are, that we want to know, you know, why am I here? What's the meaning? They've been asking those questions for so many years, which is why we still read Shakespeare, right? Because there's something that's consistent about that human condition that we can relate to. But it is really important to remember that, you know, God hasn't abandoned us. He's here, and this is part of, you know, breaking through that cocoon to get those, you have to have that pressure for those wings to break out of the cocoon so that they can get the fluid in them so that we can fly. So the very thing we want to avoid, you know, is the very thing that we need. So the wants and the needs can be two different things. Before we go, how do you advise people to be able to connect with their angels? Is there a way to, you know, are there certain signs, are there certain messages, is there a certain feeling? The ordinary everyday person that doesn't have an angel showing up in their bed saying, get the clothes out of the closet, could you help us? Help us see our angel.
To anyone, by the way, but really, what is the easiest way to connect to your angels? First of all, is in nature, and just sit quietly and ask. Nature is the purest form of the connection. And the other thing is to stay away from toxic food. I can't emphasize enough, and I do this on my radio show all the time, I can't emphasize enough that we should be eating organic food. And the one thing that will clog your connection to the divine, well, actually there's several, and there's caffeine, which is in chocolate and coffee. The angels don't care for that. And the other thing is dairy product, cheese, and that will clog your intuitive connection. I do a lot of clearing of, or they do through me, of people who eat like that and then wonder why they can't hear. So, and remember that your body is the best divination tool of all. That is, I always know that you know, when people ask me questions, I feel it in my body, and most other people do too. So the better we take care of our body through nutrition and exercise and fresh air, the easier it is to connect to the angels and the divine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm the first one to raise my hand loving my chocolate and cup of coffee. So I totally understand that. Oh, my goodness. Well, it has just been a real joy having you on the show. And now your radio show, you're right out of Boston.
Actually, on the North Shore, my radio show is actually out of Beverly. We reach a big radius of people, I think over 200,000 people every week, and then some. We go from the Tobin Bridge north up to as far as Portsmouth and Kittery that way, and out to the Merrimack Valley and the Cape, parts of the Cape as well. It comes back in.
So 104.9 on Sunday mornings at 9:30, is that what it is?
Yep, it's North Shore 104.9, and it's every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. It's New Beginnings Through Healing, bringing healing miracles to Earth. And I'm in the process of actually having a new website done, and you can access the podcast from, I've been hearing people are listening to it all over the world now that we have a podcast button on NorthShore104.9.com, but soon you'll be able to access it from my new website as well.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, sometimes I get on the information overload, and it's like, God, I just have to unplug from all the social media and all that. But I tell you,
right.
It has been a pure joy. I know for me, you know, the podcast and the internet radio, you just connect with people all over the world. And it's like you meet a new friend. Oh, you too? Yeah, I feel that way. Oh, yeah, me too. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
Fortunate. Yeah,
very,
it's
very
incredible. Really
all right.
Is.
Well, I'm going to play the outro music and thank everybody for being here. I'd love to have you share. Is there a favorite quote or something in your heart that you feel inspired to leave our listeners with before we go? And thank you so much for being with us and sharing your gift and continued angel avalanche blessings to you. I'll try to spit that out. Any favorite quote that you might have?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show, and it was absolutely lovely to connect with people live on the phone. And one of my quotes, I think, that inspires me and that's easy to remember is, trust and believe and you shall receive.
Trust and believe and you shall receive. Okay, I've been tweeting out while we've been talking. I'm trying to multitask. That one's definitely going out, okay? That might make it into the newsletter. Trust and believe and you shall receive. Isn't that beautiful? Okay,
yeah.
I love it. Very, very good.
Thanks so much, Deb. I really appreciate being on here. Lots of love to you and all your listeners. Thanks so
yep.
much, and angel blessings to everybody.
Absolutely. And if you've enjoyed the show, everybody, remember this show is brought to you by you. Please share the show with a friend. I cannot bring you great guests like Karen if you're not sharing the shine with everybody else. And it's so easy to do. Just send out a sweet tweet, post it on Facebook, tell your friend about it, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure that you connect with Karen Roberts at newbeginningsthroughhealing.com. Join us next week when we have another great guest to help us be the best person that God has created each of us to be. God bless you. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.